This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There's a renewed push in the U.S. on Thursday from top Democrats to get President Joe Biden to forego his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump is preparing to accept the Republican presidential nomination in what aides said will be an unusually reflective speech on Thursday night. The 78-year-old has basked all week in praise at the Republican National Convention in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, after surviving Saturday's assassination attempt at a rally. Trump's acceptance speech offers him a chance to try to lay out his vision for a second White House term before a national television audience. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday the most important topic for the European Union is defending its democracy after her re-election by the European Parliament for a second five-year term.
Our democracy is under attack from inside and from outside, and therefore it is crucial that the democratic forces stand together to defend our democracy.
Von der Leyen will now assemble her team, known as a college. The 27-member group includes a commissioner from each EU country proposed by the national government. This is VOA News. Britain let down its citizens by leaving the nation ill-prepared for the COVID-19 pandemic. That's what a public inquiry concluded in a scathing report on Thursday, Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley reports.
Former Judge Heather Hallett served as the inquiry chair.
In 2019, it was widely believed in the United Kingdom and abroad that the UK was not only properly prepared, but was one of the best prepared countries in the world to respond to a pandemic. This belief was dangerously mistaken.
Meanwhile, the nation's finances are still suffering. Hallett's report found there was a lack of adequate leadership, with groupthink clouding expert advice.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. Leaders from across Europe are gathering at a country mansion in Britain for a summit of the European political community. The focus is on migration in Ukraine, but the meeting on Thursday was clouded by worries about whether the United States will remain a reliable ally if Donald Trump wins a second presidency. Newly elected British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed around 45 national leaders. Starmer aims to use the conference to help restore relations between its European Union neighbors in the wake of Brexit. Kenya's acting head of police justified a ban on protests in central Nairobi, saying criminal groups were planning to take advantage of the unrest. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Some activists have since been sharing calls for people to gather with camping gear at Uhuru Park, next to the central business district. A Reuters reporter said there was a heavy police presence in the city on Thursday morning. Responding to the protest ban, activist Boniface Mwangi wrote on social media that the police and President William Ruto have no power to suspend rights guaranteed by the Constitution. Activists are saying they want Ruto to resign and are calling for systemic changes to clean up corruption and address poor governance.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Media reports from Bangladesh on Thursday said 19 more people have died in clashes between police and student protesters attempting to impose a, quote, complete shutdown of the country following days of violent confrontations during demonstrations over a system of allocating government jobs. Students have been demonstrating for weeks against a quota system for government jobs they say favors allies of the ruling party. But the protest escalated since violence broke out between protesters, police, and pro-government students, activists on the campus of Dhaka University on Monday. With the latest toll, the number of deaths has reached at least 25 since Tuesday, when six others lost their lives in violence. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.